My Animals and Other Family. Written and read by Claire Balding. For Alice. Until one has loved an animal, a part of one's soul remains unawakened. Anatole France. Chapter 1. Candy. The first face I can remember seeing was Candy's. She was my protector and my companion, my nanny and my friend. A strong, snuffling, steady presence. I looked into her big brown eyes, pushed my pudgy fingers into her cavernous wrinkles, and smelt her stale breath. It was an all-in sensory experience. I was home. I pulled her ears, lifted back her lip to examine her tiny teeth, and gripped her rolls of fat. She never snapped, never growled, never even gave me a warning glare. Candy was a saint. And she knew her role in life. She was put on earth to guard me, and she would, to the end of her days. Candy was my mother's boxer, and the pecking order was clear. In terms of affection and attention, Candy came first, and anyone else, new baby included, came second. Candy loved my mother without question, and my mother needed that from someone, even if it was only a dog. Candy was what they call a red and white boxer. A deep chestnut colour in her body, with a white chest, white around her neck and across her face. Her eyes sagged, her titties swung low and loose, and her girth was wider than was strictly desirable. But as far as my mother and I were concerned, Ursula Andress could move aside. She had nothing on Candy. When she was excited, Candy's whole body showed it. The move started in her stub of a tail and proceeded to her hips, which would rotate from side to side.